right. So again, welcome. This is where we say welcome. My name is Maureen Alexander. Of course, I'm your host for Program She Speaks right here on Radio Caribbean International, a program voted with the aim of inspiring all of our listeners through the stories and the journeys of some of our very awesome and remarkable St. Lucian women who've been out there challenging, chatting the course, chatting through the waters, you know, and making things happen. And this morning, we've got yet another such amazing St. Lucian songstress. She's been doing her thing. Of course, on maybe not on the Bacchanal side, like we know, but it didn't stop her from definitely excelling and doing it at the highest level at that. Shirley-Ann Cyril Myers is a gospel singer, and she's been doing a lot. A lot has been going on in her field, and we want to learn all about it this morning. There might be a lot of musicians, maybe not gospel, but musicians nonetheless, and there might just be a couple of things that you might be able to pick up from her story today that could help you along your own journey. So let's take a word from our partners, the Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need, and Courts, and then come back and start the conversation with our wonderful and amazing guests.
I love my community. It teaches you the importance of being together even for difficult times. Business owners doing their best to make it through. Fishermen and farmers working hard to put food on our tables. Nurses caring for the sick shows me who we are made of. People who care. I guess it's about growing together.
Bank of St. Lucia is inspired by the strength of the communities in which we live and operate. We are happy to be part of these communities, and we will continue to serve you. Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need.
See the world and let the world see you with the best brands on eyewear from Quartz Optical. Come in today and get free eye exams, free blue block, and up to 20% off frame and lens purchases. Need sunglasses? With any purchase, get up to 80% off your sunglasses. Plus, with Ready Finance, you can shop today and pay $0 for 30 days. Visit us today at Quartz Marisol Complex, Blue Coral Mall in Castries, and Chitoli Building in Beanfield Via 4. Or call us at 457-8100 or visit us online at www.quartzoptical.com. Quartz Optical, the value you can see. Terms and conditions apply.
So again, I say good morning and welcome to all of our viewers and listeners, because yes, we are live via our Facebook feed. We've got the likes of Valin Charles, Yolinda Charles is always there from early, Arabella Fede. These are ladies who are always supporting the movement around here. So we want to say thank you and welcome. And for those who are going to be joining on in a little bit, thank you. And thank you for supporting us. This morning, like I mentioned, we've got the beautiful Shirley-Ann Cyril Myers, and she's going to be sharing her story, her life journey with us, and hopefully with the aim of inspiring. If it's just one of our viewers or listeners, it is worth it. So let's go on over and say good morning to our wonderful guests. Good morning, Shirley. How are you?
Good morning.
I'm happy seeing your face. My camera a little bit. I'm not seeing you. Yes. Can you fit into my camera? I'm sure they'd love to see your face.
I'm doing great. I'm doing great, and I'm really excited to be on She Speaks.
We are so happy to have you.
Absolutely. The wonderful Maureen.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, now I'm learning how. You have to come and bless me with that beautiful vocals, you know, girl. I didn't realize you were doing so much out there. I mean, the name is not new to me. Definitely a name that we couldn't skip past that name. You hear that name. But I was not so exposed to the actual person. And when I gone through the bio and I realized, you've been doing your thing, girl.
Yes, praise God for that.
Praise God praise for that. Now let's take it right back to where this all started. Take us back to your childhood. What was growing up like? Where did you grow up? What was the household like? What were some of the principles that was instilled in you from a child that you think is very much contributing to the successful human being that you are today?
Okay, well, I grew up in a musical family. My musical background started all with my family. I'm the last of six, growing up with a single parent, my mom. Very instrumental in our upbringing. She instilled the teachings of the Lord in every one of us. And from the age of six, You know, God endowed me with this gift. It's an anointing, and from there I have been singing from primary school, in the school choir, in church, also you know, in different groups around the island. And I just want to say it is all because of my upbringing and the teachings from my mom. You know, she has instilled the teachings of the Lord in me. And today I am who I am because of my mom. And I give God thanks and praise for that.
That is amazing stuff. All right. So you had siblings, you said. What? Where are you falling in the middle of all of that? Are you?
I'm the last. I'm the baby.
Oh, you're the baby.
Yes, aww. I'm the baby. Yes.
Okay. So how many more before you? And is it a mix of boys and girls?
Yeah. My mom had 4 boys and 2 girls, with one of my siblings being deceased.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Oh, so what was it like being the baby in the family? Was it always like that? Did they treat you like the baby, or you were one of those that wanted to act like you were the bigger one?
Well, they said that I'm spoiled, but I always wanted to act like the bigger one. but I got the love and the protection from my from my other siblings. And you know, I appreciate that. And, you know, I felt safe. I felt comfortable, you know, with my family.
Wonderful. And spiritually groundedness was always part of your upbringing, was it?
Yes, it was. Being a Seventh-day Adventist, a devout Seventh-day Adventist, you know, from my grandmother, my mom, my uncles, my niece, my aunts, you know, the entire family. Raised in a Christian home, and all of the teachings of the Seventh-day Adventist faith.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that is amazing stuff. All right, well, you know what? That could not have been by chance that you ended up where you are today, blessing the world with that beautiful voice. Were you always singing? Were you singing as a child? Did it start off?
Yeah, from age 6, and I have never stopped. And I thank
God. Was it something that was inducted? Like, okay, you're growing up in the church, you don't have a choice. You have to be a part of the choir. Was it something like that? Or was it recognized that you had that innate talent from then, and then you were pushed into that?
Yeah, it was recognized, but it's something the culture of our Adventist churches, you have a lot of musicians, singers, and they encourage, they nurture talents within our congregations. And being in the school choir, I remember under the leadership of Miss Melza Bruce, who was the principal at the time, she nurtured talent within the Labe ESD Primary School, which is a church school. And you had to sing. Break time, break time, whatever time it was, you had to sing. And all of the programs in church as well, you have the junior churches within our congregation, where you have children's program. So music was always part of my life, from the home, school, and church.
Okay, that's beautiful. Right, so let's what's going to happen. We will take a break now, take a word from our partners, and then we want to come back and talk about where this really did start taking root, and some of the journeys that you've made, some of the accomplishments to date, because you have been opening for the likes of persons like Shirley Caesar. These are big international acclaimed gospel singers. You've been featured on BET. A lot of things have been going on. We need to know what has happened to date. And some of the things that are probably up the sleeve that you're planning to head into, that we may not be aware of. And, you know, we want to also talk about some of the hindrances and probably some of the challenges that you might have had along this musical path, because it's not an easy one. It's saturated. Well, maybe there's an advantage in your end, because you have taken on a different genre, which is...
Okay. I would love to talk about that, yes.
But then, oh, are we coming back? Are we going to get
on? Yeah.
It could not have been easy.
No.
Let's take a word from our partners.
All right.
We are the Bank of St. Lucia, for every St. Lucian, building our future today. We are the Bank of St. Lucia, for every St. Lucian, with you every step of the way. Always there for you, serving you and me. The St. Lucian way, we like family. Always there for you, helping you and me. BOSL Lucia for me. We are the Bank of St. Lucia, for every St. Lucian.
Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need.
See the world and let the world see you with the best brands on eyewear from Quartz Optical. Come in today and get free eye exams, free blue block, and up to 20% off frame and lens purchases. Need sunglasses? With any purchase, get up to 80% off your sunglasses. Plus, with Ready Finance, you can shop today and pay $0 for 30 days. Visit us today at Quartz Marisol Complex, Blue Coral Mall in Castries, and Chitoli Building in Beanfield Via 4. Or call us at 457-8100 or visit us online at www.quartzoptical.com. Quartz Optical, value you can see. Terms and conditions apply.
And we are back. For those of you who are just joining us, we've got the beautiful and talented Jillian Cyril Myers. We're supposed to be in our company this morning, and we are definitely going along her journey with her this morning. She's been gracious enough to share her gospel and her singing career journey with us this morning. Let's go on back and share, Jillian. We definitely, like we just mentioned before with the break, this career is a saturated part.
Yes.
And you have chosen gospel, which is even, in our parts, it's even more difficult for a gospel singer. You're okay, you get up, you're singing, you can sing well, you're in the church, you're singing godly music, you're in the church, and that's about it. We've never really had a culture of gospel singers, you know, breaking the barriers, going beyond the shores, because, you know, there's a handful of gospel singers out there in the international scene. I mean, if you were to really, maybe there's more, but just imagine that. I am in the field of music, and this is how we view it. You understand? So it must have been quite a challenge. Now, walk us through when this really started to take root on a professional level for you, and what it has been like since.
Okay, for me, I would consider this journey is just the anointing, and it may sound, people may say a professional, you do it as a profession, but this is my vocation. And this is something that the Lord has endowed me with from age six. And it all started with the local group, the Ideals. I was only 12 years old and I was discovered by the Ideals, and we went on touring Martinique and other Caribbean countries, and doing teen talent competitions all over the Caribbean, representing St. Lucia in 1994, where I walked away with second place from the CBU Song Festival in Curacao. And, from there, the Lord just kept blessing and pouring out his anointing on my life, and just the whole ministry aspect of it, to reach out to a dying world, to bring hope and to bring encouragement to a dying world. And this is the message I would want to bring across to aspiring artists, gospel artists as well. Know your purpose, what the purpose is for your life, for your ministry. And from early, I got to understand that it is not just a gift of singing, it is an anointing. And you have to value that. You have to appreciate that. And I'm so thankful, being around gospel greats like my gospel inspiration, Shirley Caesar, opening for Shirley Caesar, singing with her. in 1999 at Sun Unity Concert here in St. Lucia. This was one of the most, I really enjoyed this experience. And it has not been easy, especially with the gospel genre. And we just have to know our purpose and to do it and to do it well.
That is amazing stuff. You have also Donnie McCurkey, and you've opened. You've been featured also on BET. You know what does gospel singing at that level comes with? Because we know. Normally we associate the world of entertainment, and like you said, you don't see it as entertainment. So that's probably something again to actually consider when you're making assessments as to how it's supposed to look and how it's supposed to be. Most people we sort of bracket out the world of talent like that in the entertainment realm. And so we normally look at it from aesthetically, it's supposed to be banded on with trends and fashion. Are you that type? Are you that type of person? Do you go along with that as well? Or you just keep it very basic and simple?
Well, I'm very simple. I believe, simplicity comes from God. And yes, we have our standards, you know, and we need to give God the best. Giving the best doesn't mean you have to be so, you know, extravagant and, you know, all over the place. Giving your best can be simple. And God deserves our best. And I give 100 and 100 and 100 when it comes to ministering. For me, it's not entertainment. It is ministry. And we always have to give God the best, what he deserves. And this has been my life, my ministry, my experience in the gospel field. And I am about kingdom building, not fashion and all of those things. Yeah, we have to look the look for God, you know, be pleasing, be an example, especially to our young people. But it's all about kingdom building.
Talk to me about some of the challenges that you would face along the way, because with that expectation, you are out there channeling your energy and going through your ministry, what you view as ministry, in a world where the world view it as entertainment and have a certain expectation from you. Have you faced challenges along that line? In terms of when you're, especially on the international, when you have to go out there and persons might be, oh, but she doesn't even, you know, why? You know, what stood out for you and what made it sealed in the mind of people that, hey, I am here. I'm going to be staying here because this is my calling. And I may not look like everybody else in the business. I may not want to do like everybody else, and I don't have to. And you're sticking through to that. And challenge. Have you faced challenges along that line, or have you felt any sort of way that people may have been thinking along that line when dealing with you?
Oh yeah. I have. You know, I mean, growing up, you know, we are faced with challenges. I know who I am. We are a chosen people. We are a peculiar people. We are the head and not the tail. So if we remember that, then people may say things and, you know, they have the right to speak because I've gotten so many persons even, you know, coming up to me and say, why do you sing gospel? You know, your voice sounds like, you know, you can do this R&B and these secular kinds of music. So I would then ask, why not gospel? Okay, I know who I am. This giver of life, this giver of this gift and the anointing, all praise should go to him. And I respect all genres of music. I love reggae music. I love, you know, conscious music. You know, I respect that. But this is who I am. You know, I am a representative of the kingdom of Christ.
Wonderful. Journeying on now, what are some of the things that, where's next for you? Where's the next calling? Where's the next heading? Do you actually view that? How do you view life and your career path? Well, like you said, your calling. How do you view life and your calling? Is it something that you plan ahead and you decide, okay, I want to accomplish this through that ministry, or I want to be able to, well, you had a hope, or I guess you had a passion to want to have worked alongside Shirley because she was one of your mentors. Well, one of the persons you look up to. So that would have been a secluded case. But do you actually have, is that how you view your path? Do you see it as, okay, wanting to accomplish certain things, grading yourself, or you just leave it up to the calling of the Most High and where He's sending you? How do you go along that?
No, we plan. We plan. There's nothing wrong in planning, you know. You know, God knows the desires of our hearts. He knows us from the beginning, you know, to the end. He's God all by Himself. But there's nothing wrong in planning. We have to plan. We have to plan for everything that according to His will. So whatever His will is for my life, I accept it. And I have looked up to Shirley Caesar and some other gospel artists as well, with their ministry and their encouragement, you know, just to take my ministry to another level. And this is what I've been doing right now, especially working with young people in the gospel ministry to develop and to nurture their latent talents. So you know, we plan with the help of God, and I wait on the Lord, and I listen for that voice, not to the voice, because there are different voices. I am listening for the voice of the Lord and to wait on Him. He said, wait on Him, and He's going to direct my path. So I am just seeking His guidance. And yes, we plan on a day-to-day basis. We plan for our classes. And yeah, by the way, I just open my music center. This is a dream come true for me, where I do my vocal classes. So you're welcome to enroll for vocal classes, Maureen. And yes, we do keyboards and drums as well. So we plan for those things, and we plan for our future with the guidance of the Lord.
Based on the guidance, that is just one mission right there. That is that's a mission that, with the guidance of the Most High, and it's a beautiful one, and we commend you, and we want to wish you the very best in that field as well. And hopefully it's going to bless a lot of our budding talent on the ground as well here in St. Lucia. With that prompting, where do you see your ministry? You have gotten a taste of the international world as to how it's been done out there, the Donnie Mandel thing and the Shirley Caesars. You see at what levels they're operating. Do you see that prompting within you, that divine writing upon your desire to take it to that level, as probably the first St. Lucian to have a fully blown gospel ministry operational on the levels of that of their type?
Yeah, I am looking towards that, you know, developing the gospel ministry and taking it to another level, and to encourage any other gospel artists, because for me it is not competition. It is just working together for the kingdom of God. And if we look at what we are doing, the purpose for which we are doing it, the purpose driven, we have to understand our calling. We have to understand who we are and whose we are, and the purpose for which we are doing it is to build the kingdom of God. And I see my ministry going places, not only here in St. Lucia, but the entire world.
Absolutely amazing. Shirley, what are some of the, just before we wrap up, it's already 11 o'clock, but we started a little late, so I think we drew a little bit to a little two more minutes. But what are some of the challenges? Apart from that, in just you on your life's journey, what are some of the What are some of the challenges that you've faced to date as a Christian, coming through the community, trying to operate and trying to stay true to your calling and your mission in a secular world where you know, especially the advent of social media, as a young woman at that, again, there must be some challenges that you probably had to push back at and overcome over the years. And there might be persons just like yourself out there who is facing the challenges as well, who wants to be able to stay firm and focus on their mission, but boy, the world around them is not allowing them that luxury. What would you say to some of these persons, especially women, in a time like now where so many excuses has been made or it's been placed upon being independent and being this and equality. And a lot of the times us as women, Christian women at that, with that sort of moral values and groundedness, we have been swayed into washing away or doing away with some of the values as women, you know, that we hold back then as principled women. What would you say to women who are challenging in this sort of mindset and confusion to date?
I want to encourage everyone, especially our women, our young women, and those who are contemplating whether they should continue in the gospel ministry or whatever, you know, other areas that they're interested in. Let's allow God to take control of our lives. And if we surrender everything to Him, we allow Him, we let go and let God, and let us be an Esther. Let us not, for me, like Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Mm-hmm. And this is I wrote a song. This is my new single, Not Ashamed of the Gospel of Jesus Christ. And for our young women to you know, just remember who you are and whose you are, you know, the values that are placed in you. Let us be respectful. Let us encourage our young women, you know, to be a role model, to be an example in society wherever you are. Mm-hmm. You know, to be this example, to be this light, to be this Esther, to be this Ruth, as biblical people. You know, let's just be an example, the morals and the values as women in society, and to stand up and shine.
And clearly, as you are proving, it can work, and it still works, and it still is valuable, and you could still be a woman who holds these principles true and stick true to them, and still be successful. Like you're reaping the success of.
Yeah, we're not giving up. We're not giving up. You know, with all of the challenges, you know, I have faced in life. You know, the disappointments, the, you know, looking down upon, and you know, the fight down. You know, I'm still here. I'm still standing because I know the purpose that God has called me, the reason He has called me for this ministry at a time like this. And no matter what we are going through, we have to, you know, just keep pushing, and we're going to reach that mark.
I am tempted as we roll on out of here right now. This beautiful, 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 inspirational and motivational quotes coming from you there and sentiments. I am tempted to get a little piece of the new song. Do you mind?
Hey, you want to get a piece of that? All right. Well, it's called I Am Not Ashamed of the Gospel. So this is one thing my mom has always left with me. Never to say no to any call. Whenever you're called upon, you sing. From a little girl, she has encouraged me to do that. And I am who I am today because of my mother. And, you know, God has inspired me, you know, for the past couple of years to just write and inspire people. So this song, I Am Not Ashamed of the Gospel of Jesus Christ. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, no, for it's the power of God unto salvation. I will follow him unto the highest high, unto the mountain low, to every nation. When you feel your load is heavy, you don't know what to do, know within your heart he'll carry you. There is no other one like my Father. He has washed our sins away. Glory and honor be to none other. I will praise your name today.
What a blessing. What an awesome, awesome beauty it is. Shelly, thank you so very much for blessing us this morning. We want to continue to encourage you and, you know, keep the fight on. Stay grounded. Amen. And I pray to God that, you know what, you're going to triumph on. And persons are going to be inspired by your life and the way that you lived your life. You didn't just talk about it, but you actually lived the principles to who you hold true to your heart, regardless of what's happening around you. And that is a challenge for every single one of us these days, because everybody is always around us trying to move us in a direction that is so secular and so worldly, because apparently to them these values no longer exist, and then to hold true to these kind of values means that we are being stupid, and you know, but we need persons like yourself to champion those cause on behalf of some of the weaker ones to show that it can actually still happen. Thank you so much again.
Thank you for having me. And I just want to encourage everybody to hold on no matter what you're going through. We all have our challenges. We all have our weaknesses. But there's one greater. There's one who can deliver. There's one who can take care of all our troubles and to put us back on the right track. So I encourage you today, Maureen, and to everyone listening and viewing, just hold on to Jesus. And he's coming back very soon. God bless.
We can find your music online, can we?
On YouTube. I am on YouTube, so you can check out my YouTube channel. Yes, Shirley-Ann Cyril Mayers and God's Anointed Music Ministry, and also on my Facebook. And I just want to encourage everybody, I'll be having this virtual concert on Sunday the 20th. It's going to be live, it's going to be on my Facebook, and it's going to be streamed live from LNO Studios. I'll be having my friends from Martinique, from New York, from Florida. It's just going to be an awesome, awesome concert. I know it's Father's Day. As the world celebrates Father's Day, our earthly fathers, but I'm celebrating my Heavenly Father, the one who gave me this gift, and I just want to share it with every one of you. Be blessed.
Absolutely. Shelly, thank you again so very much. It was a pleasure and an honor hosting you this morning. And guys, make sure. Well, you gotta send me a little reminder, you know, because I wanna get sure. I'll grab a piece of that, you know.
I'll
be blessed. Wonderful. Have a good one, girl. Love you loads.
Love you too. Bye.
Oh, she's amazing. Her voice is beautiful, isn't it? I want to be part. All your listen. Listen, guys, you gotta remind me that I have a date on Sunday with Shelly. I want to be part of that live. I want to be there. I want to witness that one. So make sure you do that and check out her music. Thank you again, darling. You are blessed, and you certainly are a shining light and an armor for the Most High. He knows what he was doing when he invested in you heavily like that. Mm-hmm. And you're not taking this lightly, and that is amazing. You inspire. You're amazing. Wonderful. Guys, next Tuesday, we are at it again. We're going to have yet another beautiful St. Lucian who we're going to be sharing her story right here on the show. She Speaks, which was made possible with the compliments of the Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need, and Courts St. Lucia, bringing value home.